New York Democratic Representative Anthony Weiner said today that if the Obama administration drops the public option provision in any health care reform bill, he will lose 100 votes in the House. Previously, 57 members of the House Progressive Caucus wrote to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opposing a weakening of a public option. And 2 weeks ago, Tampa Democratic Representative Kathy Castor responded to WMNF by saying that there must be a public option for her to support any legislation.
The latest we've heard of the Senate Finance Committee is that there's not a public option in there. How important is that it is in there, and would you vote against it if it doesn't have that in the final bill?
Yeah, robust public option is absolutely vital to lowering costs, keeping these insurance companies honest. I am not interested in saying to the folks in the Tampa Bay area, take personal responsibility and everyone has to sign up for health insurance, but there's no option other than going to a private health company that is organized to make a profit. And when you look at the multi-million dollar CEO salaries and executive compensation packages, I think the way to go, if we want to bring real competition into an American solution for healthcare, we need a strong public option. And I think it will have great difficulty passing out of the House of Representatives without a strong public option.